Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a pleasure to talk with you, the listening audience across America. I've had so many kind words, I can hardly stand it, but this is a critical moment for the nation, the United States of America, that we all truly love, and those that you hear on this hour are extraordinary in their service to its survival. We were posing the question, will we survive? Will this ill constitutional republic, naked on the floor, just so wounded, will it succumb to the pressures brought from abroad, identified by people who have done their research, looking to the British control and empowerment, and The Sustainable Prince, a marvelous book by Joan Vian. I remember when I first got a hold of that. I remember her introducing me to public-private partnering. I talked with Joan when she got back from Santiago, Chile, and she told me she'd looked at all the newsstands in the airport looking to see if what had occurred in Santiago was heralded and exposed in the United States. An investigative reporter. Okay, Joan, we're going to bring you on and talk about whether you think we'll survive and what you might find out at Pittsburgh coming up for the G20.
Let me first say
that. There will be a break here soon, so I just want to alert you to that.
Thank you. Let me say that when I first started covering global meetings, I would come home and I would cry. I couldn't believe what was happening. And furthermore, I could not believe that no one was reporting it and that it was truly in the hands of we the people. But because we are being suppressed by very large, powerful interests that are looking at every turn through the stock market, through the bond market, through the real estate market, to rape, rob, and pillage and transfer wealth, it has been very difficult. It has been very depressing. But let me say this. Will we make it as a country? Truly, that's up to you. It's up to you, those of you who are listening. And what I have found is that old Bible verse from 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so true. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Let me say that God honors people who are looking to have a honest and clean heart and clean hands. There are so many people who purport to be one thing and they're truly not. And it is time for each one of us, and believe me, I have done that, especially when you are confronted with stage 4 breast cancer. You do look yourself in the mirror, and you do start searching your heart. And I had to confess stuff that, yuck, okay, but I'm so glad it came up and out. And I am in remission, and I am doing well. We who know the Lord's name, we have been given authority to tramp on serpents and scorpions. And we have not done that. We have allowed evil to triumph. And it is time for us to take back the territory, physically by getting involved and spiritually by cleaning our heart.
We'll go to the break here, Joan, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We have the honor of Born on the 4th of July to present D.V. Kidd, Joan Vian, Pat Owen, and my dear friend, Dee, the scheduler, part of this program, is online with us today, too. I'd say let's tip our hat or raise a toast to great women across America who are investigative journalists and who are willing to sacrifice and speak out. Just to bring this forward, I'm going to go back in time. Thursday, May 4th, 1933, there was a congressman, a patriot, Lewis T. McFadden. He was chairman of the House Banking Committee, and this is what he said. Great Britain moved to consolidate her gains after the treacherous signing away of American rights at the Seven Power Conference in London in July 1931, which put the Federal Reserve System under the control of the Bank of International Settlements, Great Britain began to tighten the hangman's noose around the neck of the United States. McFadden went on, and I quote, "At noon on March 4th, Roosevelt, with his hand on the Bible, took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. At midnight on March 5th, 1933, he confiscated the property of American citizens." Fast forward, 2009, Pittsburgh and the G20 and Joan Vian. Pick it up. What are you going to find there?
Well, Barbara, Jean, for 15 years, I have been researching the global tax, the global currency, a global stock exchange, a global regulatory system, in addition to a global accounting system. And in my second book, United Nations Global Straitjacket, I talk about most of those. Now, I've been talking about this for a good 12 years. And on the docket of the G20, they're bringing in the protesters, first of all. You always have protesters. The protesters are bought and paid for. I've had so many protesters, I've been I've been pummeled by so many protesters, I can't even tell you. And I have even met some of the organizers who fly all over the world to organize these protests. And they're bringing in the protesters, and I believe they're also bringing in the anarchists to basically say that the world needs a global tax to feed the poor, the Tobin tax, something that I brought up and something that was popular when I went to my second global meeting 6 months after Cairo in March of 1995, the Social Summit. And so they're bringing that up again, but on the docket of the G20 is the idea of a global currency. What do we have? The dollar is at an all-time low against all major currencies, whether it's the Chinese renminbi, whether it's the Russian ruble, whether it is the euro, whether it is the Canadian pound, the yen even. The dollar, we are at a time in which the dollar has faltered. The dollar basically has collapsed. And we probably don't have time to go into all those reasons, but you see, currency is like a stock or a bond. These people have all kinds of ways of controlling and manipulating it. If the stock market is $10 trillion big, the currency, the bond market is $20 trillion, and the currency market is like $100 trillion. Okay, so you can just see what's at stake here. And the dollar has now faltered. So what are they going to bring up at the G20? No doubt, a new global currency, the special drawing right. I had interviewed Paul Volcker a number of years ago, and we were having this exchange, and he told me he didn't do a very good job in 1973 after Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971 in setting up whatever he set up, which is the floating exchange system. And so I said, well, what do you see for the future? And he said to me, in a globalized world, you need a global currency. And I shot back and I said, like the special drawing right? Well, he didn't even want to go there. He didn't want to talk about it. But it is the special drawing right. That is the only global currency that is currently being used on the international level, by the IMF, the UN, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements. It is the special drawing right. So there is a global currency that is on the agenda, a global auditing system, a global accounting system, and, of course, the global regulatory system. And I want to go back to my video, When Central Banks Rule the World. This is a one-and-a-half-hour video. It will explain that everything that is happening in the United States, the call for a modernized regulatory system, which you hear continually and constantly on the lips of Bernanke and the senator from the Banking Committee and Barney Frank and everybody else that you keep hearing, and, of course, Obama, modernized regulatory system. When they put that in place, and a lot of it is already being done de facto, the truth of the matter is most of the assets that currently remain under American control will shift to our central bank, the Federal Reserve. We are in the process of being stripped. It's not only America. It is all the countries of the world. The Bank for International Settlements, the Financial Stability Board, will become the global regulatory agency for the world. What they want to do in the States with this big umbrella organization of all our regulatory agencies, that will fit in very nicely and report to Financial Stability Board, which is located at the Bank for International Settlements. These are things that the average person would never, ever be able to fight. This is way too big for us, and we really need God and His Son, Jesus Christ. There is no way that we can fight this. This now has become, very honestly, a spiritual battle of good versus evil, light versus dark, of the God of this world against the God who created this world. This is where we are at. We are at one of the most exciting times in history. And yes, it is true. And I remember talking to Devi one time about the fact that we may lose it all. And, you know, when I go to bed at night, the biggest satisfaction I have is that I can look myself in the mirror And I
indeed.
Can say that I was faithful. I was faithful to honesty and integrity and truth. I was faithful to freedom. I was faithful to myself. And most of all, I was faithful to God.
And it is true. As I have interviewed what I have called, for whom I have called or designated in my mind, the beautiful people across the world and certainly across the United States, whether they were a representative, an author, someone who had done something wonderful in defense of the United States and its survival, the United States of America. Almost always in private conversation with these great people, and there are many, and I've had the opportunity to interview them, they will speak quietly in a private call the honoring of a higher that means so much and is part of their work and part of their spirit. Dee Dee, would you like to come on then? Pick it up wherever you'd like.
I almost want to cry too, Joan. I think of back a little while ago, the question was, will this republic survive? And I think we have to go back, and I've written about this and referred to it over the years, that this really isn't much different than 1776, except that things are on a bigger scale. But as far as the human spirit goes, back then, when the idea of freedom and liberty and this great experiment, they didn't have fax machines, which Joan and I go back that far, where there was no internet. We were all stuffing fax machines and writing snail mail letters and using newsletters, scraping together the postage to get it out to 400 or 500 people at a time. They didn't back then. They didn't have telephones or text messaging. They certainly didn't have the internet. They had Paul Revere, and they had 16-year-old girls like Sybil Ludington. And back then, when you think about Valley Forge, we aren't crawling around on our knees barefooted with our feet bleeding, starving to death. We have tools that those who sacrificed before us didn't have. Yes, there's a lot more people than there were back then. There were approximately 3 million colonials. Now we have, not counting illegal aliens, about 300 million people in the United States. But 170 million, roughly, are of adult age. So we're not worried about the under 18-year-olds, the children. So when you're talking about 170 million adult-aged Americans, and, you know, comparing it to back in the colonial days when they were going through the Continental Congress and setting up the Constitution, because today is Constitution Day, it was only 3 to 5% of the colonials who are willing to step forward. And we cannot reach 170 million adult-aged Americans. Half of the people in this country, they don't have a clue. They don't want a clue. Their whole day revolves around finding out what J-Lo's wearing or some entertainment or some sports. I learned long ago, just forget those people. They're not going to react until they become victims of the government. And too many people are so afraid of the government, just like they were way back when, because the majority of the colonials' financial dependence was on the crown. I mean, they needed the crowns to be able to survive. And that's the way it is now, with so many Americans deriving a paycheck from the federal monster raping and pillaging this country. But will we survive? I believe that we will. I know it's going to get ugly. It's going to get uglier than it has been. But I believe that the American spirit is there. I don't believe that if there was some kind of order, that our military would turn around as a whole and, you know, mow Americans down in the streets. They're a lot more subtle than that. But we have so many fabulous groups and organizations today. Oath Keepers.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, today we could dedicate our efforts, those who are on with me for certain, to the alternative media and to the investigative reporters. I would be remiss if I didn't honor my friend Christopher Boleyn, who is in Europe now, who helped me in the days of 9/11 to seek good information. And this is what talk radio is all about, bringing to light the work that is out there that is ignored by the press. And I believe they are so complicit in this downing or the downfall of this great nation, the systematic tweaking and pushing and pulling and tugging and spearing the spirit of America. I think it lays at the feet of the press. And so we are excited, it's sure, we are excited, and the generation of great courage and strength that comes from truth and the airwaves. It's extraordinary. The micro little entities of radio and networking all across the world that are just zooming to the forefront. A great medium. We've got the internet. We must use it while we have it. And TV, I want to applaud you and all those that are on the air with me today for your efforts. I would say once again about those fax machines that were our, they were our musket. Absolutely. And so exciting.
They were, because like I said, when, you know, I got started back in 1991, and we didn't have, you know, all of the doodads that we have now. But going back to the Revolutionary War, there was more than a decade of building up to that, and of course that's not what we want, and we're all working to avoid that. But Joan was absolutely, you know, spot on in the way that she explained things about the public-private partnerships and sustainable development. All of this is local. And yes, it is so corrosive at the federal level that the cabal of elitists They do control and own Washington, D.C. And that, you know, the committees of safety in petitioning our state legislatures to set up a parallel currency, this has been in the works. We've been at this for a while now. And we have several state legislators, Dan Issa out of New Hampshire. There's going to be another round of them in January. It's the only hope that the states have. And when the Federal Reserve crash and burns, and these communists who run the United Nations want this global currency, the American people are not going to buy into it, not the majority of Americans. They will instinctively see that this is very, very dangerous. But unless the parallel monetary system is set up within the states are not going to survive. And this directly impacts everybody that's listening to this show today, because there won't be any commerce. There will be a collapsed currency. There will be chaos unless this gets done. And it needs to get done as quickly as possible, which is why we're all working our fingers to the bone here. But
do you
all
have
of
a website?
Committees of Safety, committeesofsafety.org. Committeesofsafety.org. And like I said last night on the show, Walter and Dr. Edwin Vieira went step by step how the repositories will be set up in the states. Because there's another round of this mortgage meltdown coming in next April. There's 25 million houses who have adjustable rate mortgages. We know tomorrow night, the FDIC will again release a list of banks that are closing. And it will continue to accelerate the way it is. And what a lot of people don't see, they see, well, a little blurb, ABC Bank in Austin went bankrupt, FDIC steps in. But what they don't see is that at some point you reach maximum capacity, in that there are not enough, quote, healthy banks to absorb the toxic paper of all these banks going under. 3 weeks ago, Guaranty Bank in Austin, in the state where I live, 6 hours from where I live, Guaranty is the second largest bank to go under. They have 120 branches. This is big, 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 big stuff. So you have all of this continuing to boil and broil, and as Joan said, it was all deliberate. All of this has been planned. But there's so much information out there, people are having a hard time absorbing it, especially Americans who are now hurting. Their 401ks are hemorrhaging. Jobs will continue, the job unemployment rate to hemorrhage. These treaties will continue to kill our job bases as Congress allows 150,000 new visas to come in while Americans are standing. So, you can sit here for an hour and go through all of the problems. The question is, how do you fix it? Well, you're not going to fix it in Washington any longer. We have to continue to fight, with phone calls and on the cap and trade, the water heist bill, the phony health care reform. Like I said, there'll be lawsuits all over the place like that, getting rid of this liar in the White House. But the states are the last place that we have to fight the federal government. There's just no place to go. And that's the way it was when the Revolutionary War produced the colonies became states. Then the state said, well, we're going to have to set up this national government, and we're going to do Article 1, Section 8 for the Congress to do what the states can't do uniformly, war, trade, copyrights, patents. I get a lot of email from people who say, well, having health care reform is under the General Welfare Clause. Well, no, it's not. It is not an enumerated.
It's not quite constitutional.
I
have
to go after this last break, Barbara Jean.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, and once again, great women, great journalists, great Americans. Phoebe, I just need an update for the listening audience on any of the activity of the lawsuits trying to peel back the idea of the birth and the location and the genuine capability of the Barack Obama DNC in their papers to the different states or the lawsuits that are ongoing. What's your take of how that's going to turn out?
Well, yesterday Judge Clay Land out in Georgia dismissed Rhodes versus McDonald. That is Captain Connie Rhodes. She's a Army doctor, not an Army. Maybe she's the Army, I forget. Anyway, she's a doctor. She was supposed to deploy to Iraq on Saturday. Judge Land is a Bush appointee, took the federal bench in 2001, and he said in his order that it was a frivolous lawsuit, and he absolutely called Captain Rhodes a coward. He said that she got a free medical education for enlisting in the military, but she doesn't want to send her butt any place except on U.S. soil where it's going to remain safe. It was a very insulting, rude order. He threatened to sanction Dr. Tate if she brought any more lawsuits into his court. The next hearing for Orley's case is Barnett versus Obama. That's October the 5th because on September the 8th, which was a Friday, the Obama's minions, knowing full well that there was a hearing on the September the 8th, on the 4th, which was a Friday afternoon, they filed a motion to dismiss. Monday the 7th was a holiday, so on the 8th, Tuesday morning, at the federal courthouse in Santa Ana in front of Judge Carter. It was a stalling tactic, and Judge Carter ordered a hearing on that motion for October the 5th. There's another case, Kirchner versus Obama. That lead counsel is Mario Apuzzo. That's in the New Jersey court. The motions are still sitting in front of the judge, and I wrote about it today in my column on the line of secession. Should Obama be removed from office because some of the state legislators have requested their secretaries of state get involved in investigations with election fraud having to do with not only Obama not being vetted, but Pelosi et al., and their submission of these certifications. I filed a State Records Act Monday with my Secretary of State. I'll keep everybody up to date on my columns. But my last two columns deal strictly on all of this and all of the documents that I sent to Representative Rappaport, my letter to Judge Carter down there before, you know, trying to get it to him, and I checked the certified mail. It's been delivered to his office. Anybody's allowed, you know, to send a polite letter. It's authorized to send a polite letter to a judge who's hearing a case.
Well, yes, and anybody could make an inquiry in their election offices and find out about those two documents. And it was New Hampshire where the representative went to the attorney general, as I recall, and said, clear this up. And didn't the attorney general say he would do that?
Well, William Gardner's the Secretary of State, and Rappaport did have a meeting with him recently. And Rappaport, he's an elected official. He said that Gardner said, yes, we will do an investigation. Well, now supposedly, which wouldn't surprise me, I don't know if it's true yet because I'm still waiting to hear some information back, but Gardner is the slime ball Secretary of State who was involved in the vote fraud recount in New Hampshire back in, I think it was February of last year, March of last year during the primaries. Gardner's this guy doesn't come out smelling like a rose at all, but we'll see what happens. But I also mentioned in my column back in April, a Kentucky representative asked his Secretary of State and the FBI to look into it. So I think we are going to have a little bit more success by putting the pressure on these state representatives. And one of the things I pointed out, not in my column today, but my column for Tuesday, which was called, I still have my glasses on, Patriots, Time for a Major Push on Usurper Citizenship Issue, and provided copies of this to Judge Carter and to Rappaport, with my letters to the committees on presidential debates. They're private, so I can't file a FOIA or a State Records Act, but in January and February, I wrote Janet Brown, she's the director of the CPD, letter politely asking her to provide me with any and all information, electronic and print, from Obama, his authorized legal representatives, Howard Dean, the DNC, submitted to them to qualify him under their very stringent guidelines for participation in the nationally televised presidential debates. She refuses to respond to the letters. She won't return phone calls because she can't provide something that was never delivered, or the documentation that's delivered is going to hang all these people in a cover-up.
Didn't you think it was interesting that J.B. Williams, Canada Free Press, had those copies over the Internet? Surely people in various states will at least check that out. Hopefully that'll be the case.
Well, those documents were already part of Kirchner versus Obama. I gave the link in my column so people can go look at the lawsuit. It's paragraphs 89 through 91. They were on to that way back when, but that's great that J.B.'s got it out there. People, as a matter of fact, I've probably got 8 of them in my mailbox already. People who live close enough to their capital have gone down and gotten their copies, and every one of them, to me, has no constitutional eligibility on the certification from Pelosi.
Looks pretty bad for Pelosi, but who knows. To Dean in Oregon, who called in twice and then dropped off, we would like to have heard from you. Hey, Pat, what do you think? Is there a question or comment you'd like to make about the discussion?
I do want to go about the account. It was a recent paper issued that the destruction of the world's accounting system is so extreme that the tax base of every state and municipal government is strained. Some house values have fallen 80%. Farmers cannot get credit for parts, seeds, fertilizers, and water, meaning we're going to pay. So it needs to go back to the state level and leave the federal level alone. There was a farmer who joined like a Peace Corps. It's American Farmer Service put out by the federal government. And he goes around to the farms and tell in our state and probably all other states, telling them how they can finance their land or their animals, or they shouldn't be doing it. And he had stated that the farming situation now goes all the way back to 1913. It is so bad.
That it is. And I in one of my columns, but you can find it on a search engine, just type in the Fed and the Farmer, DV. And it will come up to my column. It has a link. I scanned the book by, I forget his first name, but his last name is Kennedy. He was an amazing man, but he wrote this book called The Fed and the Farmer. And once you read it, I mean, this man was brilliant. He lays it all out, exactly how the Federal Reserve has destroyed family farms along with the Farm Credit Bureau. And to the caller, yes, you're right. I know who this man is that you're talking about. I actually saw a special on TV one night in a hotel room about him and the great work that he's doing.
He's doing good work.
He is doing wonderful work. There's no question that there's an assault on the family farms out there. And, yeah, we're going to have a problem with food. Something called the Red Rust, having to do with wheat, is decimating the wheat crops across the United States. And we know that the destruction of family-owned farms and conjunction with NAFTA is deliberate. They, we'll go back to they, Barbara Jean, want to harness the entire food supply into the hands of a few corporate conglomerates like the evil Monsanto. So, like I said, a year ago next week, I wrote that double back column, the battle plan for the states and for you individually as a person to get ready, because the worst is coming. And we've seen it over this year, and a year from now, people literally will be wet in their pants. That's how bad it's going to be. But anyway, Barbara Jean, I need to go.
Okay.
I need to go. Thank you so much for having me as a guest all these times that I've been on your show, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay,
thanks
Barbara
so much
Jean.
For joining with us.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's been a great moment for a lot of good discussion. And Pat Owens, are you with me still?
Yes, I am.
I just want to say publicly how much you mean to me. Ladies and gentlemen, what a great researcher. And I can't believe that I was armed to go on the air without a computer and with just in amazing reading and research on my own and with the faxes provided by Pat Owens. And when I think about today and the computer and the emails and all of the amazing technology that is ours in just such a few years of time, I'm just so fond of our relationship through the years. And America is great. You know, it is so much there for all of us. Just participate. We have a caller here in Utah. We have Tom coming on board. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Hi, Barbara. This is Tom Rogers. I just want to throw in this thought. Most people, you know, on the morning of 9/11, I was sitting at my desk and I had my TV on. And I watched, you know, as soon as that first plane went in and then ultimately the second and the buildings coming down. When I observed this whole thing in process, by the way, I did have the opportunity to work in New York and in those buildings. And when I saw the airplane strike the building, and the first thing that I noticed was the papers flying out, you know, into the surrounding area and falling. My first thought, you know, sadly it wasn't for the people in there. That was a secondary thought for me. But my first thought was, uh-oh, there goes the economy. Because most people don't realize that the attack on the trade towers was not an attack on people, but it was an attack on the financial institutions of the United States. It was an attack on the business contracts. Many of the critical contracts and deals were made through the offices that were housed in the trade towers and consequently in Building 7. And I find that rather curious, that correlation between the collapsing.
Building 7 had all of those very important entities housed in that building, and they, at the commission level and in their report, didn't want to discuss Building 7.
Right. So I just wanted to add that thought in there. By the way, relative to my issue yesterday where I talked about the housing of the poor in these trailers, most of the ranching and farm families are dependent upon that housing also to get out into the rural community. So there is an assault on the family farmer, because it's the family farmer, the humble single family operation, where they're operating on such a thin line of profit. Those are the people that are also being targeted in this poisoning program. By the way, I hope the two ladies get a chance to look at that issue of mine. You know, both of you ladies, would you please look at gassingamerica.com too?
Okay.
And when you ponder on that, I didn't say it directly, but it in fact is an assault upon the agricultural families that are the independent suppliers of food. Monsanto does not have, you know, their farmers living as poorly as the family farmers.
I
appreciate your comments and calls. Pat, is Milwaukee in your biggest city in your state?
Yes, Milwaukee is. And then Madison is second.
And there's a lot of farming and dairy and all of that in your state?
We have a lot of corporate farming coming in. They're moving them in, whether it's pigs or cattle or whatever, and it's corporate farming, and they're putting out the small farmer.
Yeah, they buy out the small farmer, and they destroy
right.
him with taxes and other pressures.
And what people are trying to do in the area, and it's, you know, you talk to them, is to have these small little family farmers go to different areas to sell their produce. It's much better than what you get in the stores, and it helps them out because they're being really pummeled by all costs. You know, they just can't afford it. So when you have this particular man stating, well, you can call us eight or nine times a day, and we'll help you with your problem and finances and no charge, they're just being lost. The taxes are high, and the cost of everything is, they just can't sell.
By the way,
and lot of them are not producing or planting, I understand.
Right, they can't.
By the way, the Department of Agriculture forces them out because of its requirements on the vaccination and the medication of their livestock if they're in that industry, or the pesticides, herbicide control that's demands put upon the small farmer if he's running a dry farm.
That's right, and the cost of the water, the rules that they have to put in for their water, you know, discharge. And I always remember one top DNR person arguing with them and stating that the water belongs to state and the federal government and not anybody else. And I know we said, well, what about the rain? But they've got total control over the farmers. They really do. With all their programs, you cannot sell your land. You cannot do much. You have to go right through their programs if you can. Most of them can't.
Very interesting. Tom, are you going to take the vaccine?
Am I going to take the vaccine?
Yeah.
When hell freezes over.
Pat, are you going to take the vaccine?
No, not whatsoever. And we have a mandatory vaccination law here in Wisconsin, and it was passed years ago, and I haven't read anything about it, and I sent it to this one senator and have not heard back. And I'd like to have, but I haven't pushed them on it, but they get afraid when you give them anything that they have to read that is confrontational. So... it's interesting.
Well, I'm hoping that as a maybe a message for a little while, where I won't be on the air for a while, that everyone would take the opportunity to contact their legislator locally, their legislator in the House or in the Senate of their state, and get to know them, learn to know who they are, call them up, say, I want to meet you. Most people will go to a Capitol or have a place where they have that facility to speak with their constituents and ask them what they think about what we're facing, and let them know your issues of the vaccine.
By the way,
we don't want martial law. Yes, go ahead.
By the way, Barbara, remember I indicated that every cow, chicken, or pig, or animal in the United States that is sold legally has to be vaccinated. So if you want to move a problem through the population and they refuse to take the vaccine, you just get them through the dinner plate.
That's a possibility for certain. This is the world we're in. Oh, it's amazing. We'll go to break here.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Returning to the final segment, born on the 4th of July, September 17th, 2009. And so we'll be off the air for a while. It's been a great pleasure to share the thoughts, the information, the airwaves with so many listeners through the years. I'm honored to have had this opportunity. Now, on RBN, they will be having a new host that will take this time slot, and I think you will be very pleased. Dr. Truott will be on this time slot on Monday next, and so look forward to that. He has helped you with understanding a lot about the pandemic, but he is an extraordinary man and will take you into many different types of information. I'm sure you will find that very good for you to listen in. I would like to ask if Dee is still online.
Yes, I was just getting ready to inject my two cents.
All right, you've got about 2 minutes.
I need to put this on the air that, of course, you were part of this. Truott was part of this. our Constitution Coalition group had met with the head of the health department here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And my question was to him, is this mandatory? And he said, no, in Utah, it is not mandatory to take the vaccinations. He didn't mention anything about martial law or anything like that, but he did say that. And we have a letter and his signature on it to prove that he did send us a letter and that he said this. So I think people should know this, and they should get their own group together in other states and go to their health department, make an appointment. And, I mean, after all, that is the people's health department, not the federal government. So, anyway, that's my two cents.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Pat Owens, cheers to you. You're a very important part of my life, and I'm honored that you had the time to spend with us this day. Every time I think of so many things, it was your showing me the way and bringing the information to me. And like you indicated, you do this with a great large loop all across the nation with great information, and you have been so consistent through the years. Will America survive? The answer is yes, if the people choose. We are empowered, and I thought it was well to direct our energies, as Joan Beyond did, to a higher power. The crisis is here. Born on the 4th of July has great meaning to me and to you. It is Independence Day. We have for a long time been taught interdependence. So whether it's the farmer, the one that doesn't maybe inject his livestock with drug.
By the way, that's not optional.
That's not optional, but there could be a group of farmers who stuck together and said, we're not going to do this anymore. And so what is it that we must attend to? It's our private situation first, and you get a lot of encouragement from different ads, and I listen to them, but I don't always respond. So I'm going to give my own self and my own family a challenge. Be prepared and be knowledgeable. It's that wonderful capability to research a topic and get to the bottom of it. And to know that Prince Charles was out in his yacht when everybody was at this marvelous affair at the Rio Summit in 1992. So you need to know things, because there are those who are leading the way that don't have the best interests of the United States front and center. Good luck to us all. Good luck to America. Good luck to RBN. Thank you very much. Thank you.
With recent internet